Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. Craig Graziano is here, the Fredericksburg branch manager. It's been a while since I've seen you, Craig. Good morning.
Good to see you, Ted. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. And we welcome for the first time Mary Buck, the manager of the Howell branch in Stafford. Mary, it's good to meet you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, since you're first, this is your first time in, one of our traditions is we get to know you. So how did you get interested in becoming a librarian?
I kind of backed into it. After I graduated from college, I went to University of Buffalo and graduated, and a friend of mine was living in Boston. So I moved out there for no particular reason, but she had a room that I could live in.
And it's a good reason.
Right. And I got a job at an investment company in the mailroom, and then the person who was doing the library for them, which they don't have books, they had files.
Yeah.
They quit, and so they promoted me into that position. So I was their librarian for about 5 years, and then I was getting to be, I think it was about 29, and I was thinking, do I want to be really a file clerk for the rest of my life? You know, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
And I was weighing getting an MBA or a library degree, an MLS, and I thought, I've enjoyed doing this. So I went to library school in the University of Pittsburgh and graduated and went to work for an academic library at first up in New York City. And then the job opened up down here, and I ended up at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library.
How about that? What's interesting about that story, Mary, is just that you became a librarian really kind of in an unconventional way. You were involved in being a librarian, and then you took the necessary classes to get a degree.
Yes.
Interesting. To get an MLS, I guess it was that Master of Library Sciences?
Yes.
What's involved with that?
You have to have an undergraduate degree, and that could be pretty much in anything. And then you get into school, and mine was a year-long program, and you take classes at the time in cataloging, research, reference work. When I started, the internet was just beginning to be a thing. I feel like a dinosaur. But we started learning about the internet and the possibilities for that, because librarians were very excited about that because you can share information so readily. And so they got into that in a really big way. I studied business librarianship. I don't know, all sorts of things.
I did Pittsburgh as well, University of Pittsburgh. Great program. Took exactly a year. I think it was 3 semesters back-to-back-to-back. And I focused on a youth services track. So I think the class that I had the most reading was teen librarianship. We had to mm-hmm. read about 6 young adult novels a week. Services for adults, services for children,
yeah.
Kind of focusing on different clientele. And
yes,
just very comprehensive. Great program.
I go back to a card catalog when I in school and in college using a card catalog. Speaking of dinosaurs, but the internet certainly has changed. I could never have imagined that libraries have become what they have become, and a lot of that is the internet.
Yes.
If you come into the Fredericksburg branch up on the 3rd floor where we have nonfiction, we have an original card catalog that has been in the building for decades, and we use it to hold supplies now, but it's such a beautiful, you know, artifact of that
time
period.
Oh, it is. I have a card catalog that I keep baseball and football cards
nice.
in, that I bought at a sale a few years ago. So those if you don't know about using a card catalog.
Do you have a good organizational system for
your cards? Not. I do not.
That's fine.
Unfortunately, but yes, the way the whole card catalog, the way that system was set up was really complicated,
very intricate.
But it worked.
Yeah. Yes, it worked out really well. And it's so interesting that that's all gone. That was such a big thing.
So now navigating the internet is what we're on the forefront of,
and yep.
So much of that is information verification, but also navigating our catalog.
And another thing that we do is we teach people how to do that, because you're not born knowing how to do that. And
it is a skill.
Yeah, so anybody can come in and we can show you how to use the catalog, how to search for things on the internet, and that's fun. We yep. actually find that fun
we
to
like
do.
That.
Yeah.
Well, and you think back to the old days of without the internet, of where you would have to get books, and libraries would have agreements with bigger libraries, mm-hmm. and things would get passed around. And it's not yeah. like that anymore.
Well, and we do still have an interlibrary loan system. We borrow from libraries throughout the country. Simpson Library at University of Maryland, Washington, we do rely on. And there is I think if it's not at Simpson Library, there is a postage fee that you do have to pay, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there still is some of that.
Yeah. And, you know, at that time, it was probably harder to get published. Now, self-publishing is so easy. So
yeah.
The bar has lowered in terms of what can be published, but that also makes it harder in terms of, is this verifiable? Is this truthful? And that's what we're all navigating right now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that's, yeah. So, Mary, how many books do you read a month?
I read about 5 books a month.
Okay.
And I try to read, a variety. I try to read some nonfiction, fiction. I read children's books. I read teen books. I like to read, because you never know who's going to ask you for a recommendation. And I have to say, when people ask me for recommendations, I suddenly cannot remember anything that ever read. So
yeah, I'm sure that happens. Do you still read a lot, Craig, even though you've moved up into more of a managerial role?
I've always been kind of a slow reader, and I did a lot of reading when I was a teen librarian and youth services manager, focusing on young adult fiction. Personally, my favorite books to read are mainly nonfiction, a mixture of history, but also pop culture, movies, music,
yeah.
things like that. And then any fiction that I like is usually science fiction. And I like things with a sense of humor to them. I read probably 1 or 2 books a month usually. Audiobooks help me too, because I'm very slow.
Well, and audiobooks have been a big change too. I mean, I read a book. I'll actually read a book, but I know people that, especially with long commutes, that's what they do.
I'll put them on, when driving or doing chores, and it's just nice to have something that you can focus on a little bit while you're doing something with your hands. And I feel like that helps with retaining the information too.
Yeah. Did you growing up? Did you go to the library a lot, Mary?
Yeah, my mom. I was born in Illinois. I remember my mom taking me to the library, and I could wander around the children's section and pick out the books that I wanted. And then as I got older, I could go by myself to the library, which was such a thrill
yeah.
that you could go all by yourself. So no, I've always liked to go to the libraries. My mom was a big reader, so I think that, that helped.
When we did our show, when we got to know you, Craig, and that was a few years ago. I'm trying to remember, but I think you told me that your family was really big readers.
We moved to the Fredericksburg area when I was about 5, and my mom was stay at home at that time, and she was really just looking for opportunities, affordable opportunities to do things with her kids. So we would load up going to the Salem Church branch, and we constantly had overdue items, but we loved it. We would go home and just have a big pile of picture books that we would all read. So, both my mom and my dad. My dad is still an avid reader of fiction. My mom prefers a lot of nonfiction. Gardening books are her favorite.
We're taking a quick break and continue on this morning. Craig Graziano and Mary Buck from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here. Lots to talk about, and we'll continue on. We take a, after this break on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning with Mary Buck and Craig Graziano from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, librarypoint.org. Also, you can go to their Facebook page. Lots of good stuff there. Teen Art Show is going on right now, Craig.
That's right. We just had the reception at the beginning of the month, and the art show runs until April 28th at the Fredericksburg branch at 1201 Caroline Street. This is the Johnny P. Johnson Teen Art Show.
I wondered that. So, yes, I've seen those before. I haven't seen this one, but, boy, there is always some really good stuff.
Very talented work in this, and these were judged by Gabriel Pons and Joelle Kathleen, local artists in town. In 2018, they actually got to judge the show with Johnny. That was the last time that he got to judge the show. And we checked with him about naming the show after him as well. Johnny started the Teen Art Show in 1995 with us. And, you know, obviously he has been an institution to the community.
Yeah.
And we really got the chance to honor him at our reception on March 3rd. And we talked a little bit about his mural on the Civil Rights Trail and just his contributions to the community. Those teens, though, are so incredibly talented. And we have two categories, grades 11 through 12 and grades 9 through 10. The 11th and 12th graders are judged by those artists, Gabe and Joelle. And then we want high schoolers to be able to work on their critical skills too. So we invite the 11th and 12th graders to come early to judge the 9th and 10th graders. So that allows them to work on their critical skills a little bit. And the work is just fantastic. They got some cash prizes. Like I said, that work is on display through the end of April in our atrium and theater at the Fredericksburg branch.
I'll have to come by and see it just because it is so good. And this it's great that they get to do this because it's another chance for them to hone their skills and be part of a show.
It's such a fantastic opportunity for them.
And it's great having it named after Johnny Johnson just because of his commitment to students and to kids and
his presence in Fredericksburg. And, you know, he's always been a teacher. I told a little story about when my mom was looking for free things or inexpensive things to do in Fredericksburg when I was a kid. She actually contacted Johnny and asked if he could give a little lesson to my sister and I. And we went to his studio on Charles Street.
Really?
I had no idea what Fredericksburg, the layout was. I was like 6 or 7 years old. And I was bouncing off the walls a little bit as a kid. He like set some tools down on a table, wanted us to draw a still life. And he could see that I was not in the mood for this. So he said, I want to take you outside and you can draw something different. And he took me to the intersection and put me in front of a stop sign, actually, which I think is a great message. Stop, slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
But him as a teacher could recognize that in a child. And that just shows Johnny's amazing skill and presence in our community.
And it still stays with you. That's what a great story. And you remember that.
Yeah. And Gabe talked a little bit about when he came to Fredericksburg in the early aughts and Johnny kind of mentored him as well. So it was just a really, we had a moment of silence and just talked about his impact.
Yeah.
So important.
So again, the Teen Art Show, the Johnny P. Johnson Teen Art Show going on at the downtown library in the atrium there, you can see things through the end of April.
And you can see the winners and honorees on our website as well.
Oh, okay.
It's on our website. We also actually uploaded a video of Johnny. It's an interview from the Curl Presents series that we used to do back in the 90s as well. So you can get a little insight from Johnny as well.
Oh, good stuff. Librarypoint.org is the website. also going on in, is the teen poetry still going on?
This is coming up, actually.
Okay.
And this is another kind of institution contest that we've had. This is system-wide. I should say for the teen art show and the teen poetry contest, anyone in our service area, that's Westmoreland County, Spotsylvania, Stafford County, and Fredericksburg, or anyone with a library card who is eligible. So if you're in King George and you have a library card, you can submit work for the teen poetry contest. This contest is in its 20th year. It's named after Claudia Emerson, Pulitzer Prize winner, and UMW poetry teacher. Obviously, she passed away a few years ago, and we named the contest after her in her remembrance. This is eligible for grades 6 through 8 and 9 through 12, so middle schoolers are welcome. They can submit two original works to our website between April 1st and 15th. So there's a two-week window to submit that, and those pieces will be judged by local poets Dr. Laura Bylanock, who is from University of Mary Washington, and Dr. David A. Sam, both local poets. And the winners are going to be awarded cash prizes. They'll also be invited to read their work at the Claudia Emerson Teen Poetry Night. That is Tuesday, May 9th from 6:30 to 7:30. That's always a great opportunity to see these teens express themselves verbally and be able to share a little bit about themselves through poetry.
We've done shows before with Dr. Sam when because I know he does poetry and is real serious, has done a number of books.
Absolutely.
And so what a great, again, a great opportunity for kids to sort of see where they're at and learn some things.
These are such wonderful contests. These are maybe some of my favorite events that we do throughout the year.
And that's why it's a good idea to either follow librarypoint.org or the Facebook page to see what's going on, because there are these kinds of opportunities at branches throughout the region.
Absolutely.
You, Mary Craig mentioned the library card. They're pretty easy to get. Well, they're not pretty easy to get. They're simple
they
to get. But and I know during the pandemic the numbers went way up, and people are still getting them.
Yes. Yeah, you can walk into the building and get one. You can also apply for one online, and it's free. We encourage everybody to get one. You can get one if you have a baby. When my kids were born, one of the first things I did when I could get out was go get them a library card.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage everybody to get a library card, and there's so much you can do with it. You can check out books, check out DVDs,
ebooks, e-audiobooks through Libby, which is the app that provides those materials, and
it just opens up a whole world for you. There's nothing. I feel like there's nothing like reading that expands your horizons. So.
Yeah, and speaking of the Libby app, I had somebody from a family member from another part of the country was telling me, "Yeah, our library, we just got this thing. It's the Libby app. You know, your library ought to get it." And I was like, "Our library's had it. We've had it a long time." And there really are, whether it's Canopy or Libby,
so good too.
Yeah, there really are a lot of library options.
Yeah.
That if you haven't been paying attention,
that
the Central Rappahannock Regional Library offers us.
Canopy for streaming video. It's got TV shows. It's got documentaries. I love Canopy.
One of the things, when we talk about the library and being involved in the community, when I last saw you, Craig, and this was it the early part of February? You were involved. The library was involved with the regional spelling bee.
Yes.
What a great... great event.
We are a sponsor of the Spelling Bee, along with the Freelance Star. I think Central Park donates some prizes for the gift bags. I've been doing this for about 5 years. Obviously, the pandemic interrupted us a little bit, but it is so fun. These are the people who have placed at their schools and in their districts, and then they come to the regional spelling bee. So they're all winners no matter what. And so much of it is making sure that the kids are feeling good about their experience. Obviously, this is a very stressful thing for them, but they are so talented.
Yeah.
I was saying the last round, I didn't recognize any of those words.
No.
And they were just spelling them left and right.
Every one of them, the last few, I sat there and thought, I have never heard the where in the world. It's very structured, and I guess you follow specific rules to be part of this.
Yes.
The part of the spelling bee.
And thankfully, I just have to say the rules as the MC, but then the judges and Dr. Paul Fallon pronounces everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's from University of Mary Washington. And it's so well run, and every time you're on the edge of your seat, and it feels so cathartic at the end of it as well to, give that trophy to the winner.
Oh, I'm sure, because you were the one who got to do that. It's a big trophy.
Absolutely. Yeah, half the size of the student, and he was so talented, and of course, he goes on to the Scripps Bee in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yeah. No. When you I knew we were in, this was serious business when you read the rules.
Yes.
Thankfully, you never had to, a lot of the there was all these different contingencies. As if this happens, then this.
Yeah.
We never got to any of those. It was pretty straightforward.
Thankfully, yes. I sort of do an introduction at the beginning, and then I'm waiting until you get to a certain number of students in the round, and then I have to rush back up there and let them know. In this situation, that here's how this is going to play out, basically. I love it.
It's very complicated. And for the kids, this starts,
they've been doing some bees.
Yeah, yeah, to get to where they're at, they've had to have won something to get there, I guess.
Yes, I think a school bee and maybe a district bee before that. And so, yeah, they've already been through the ringer a little bit, and they're so talented.
Yeah, no, it was funny. You were a great MC, by the way.
Thank you.
You kept the show going. Craig Graziano is here. Mary Buck here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Mary's from the Howell Branch. Craig from the Downtown Branch. LibraryPoint.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning. Mary Buck from the Howell Branch in. Craig Graziano from the Downtown Branch Library. Mary, we should mention that for those who haven't been there, the Howell Branch in Stafford, it's near England Run, isn't it? Or
it's right in the England Run neighborhood.
In that area, yes. And a great, what a nice branch that is.
Yes.
It's got a lot of windows, and it's got just, it's a nice branch.
Yes.
Talk to me about branch gardens, because there are a lot of gardens around the various branches.
We have Howell has a garden, Porter and Salem Church. They were all started around 2014. We did a reading. Everyone read Animal Vegetable Miracle by, I think Kingsolver. I have the title right, by Barbara Kingsolver.
Okay.
And so we started the gardens. And what we do with the produce is we give them to serve in Stafford and the food bank. Salem Church gives there, so the food bank.
Yeah.
To give to needy families. And we usually give around, we've been running around 600 pounds of produce a year. We're hoping to increase that. Last year was a little less because with the pandemic, we couldn't get volunteers in to help us out. This year we'll have some master gardeners. The Howell Branch is going to have a Girl Scout troop that's helping us, which we're really pleased to have them come, because it's an opportunity for them to learn how to garden. they're going to dig a new bed at Howell. So they'll learn, you know, how to remove the grass. How do you, you know, do you put compost in? Do you put vermiculite? Do you put mulch? What do you do when you're starting a garden? And what kind of plants can you plant? What's a good plant to use to feed a lot of people? So we're really excited.
What a great skill, though, to be able to teach people.
Yeah.
Good things to know.
Yes. We have some of the staff are also master gardeners, so that's really nice because they can – I know nothing about gardening. Mm-hmm. So I'm a danger of, you know, like if they ask me to go out and weed, they have to show me
what the weed is.
Yeah, so I'm not pulling the wrong things.
Mary, why are there no flowers here anymore?
Yes. I have no idea. Don't know what happened. So we're really excited, and we're hoping this year we're going to try growing some sweet potatoes. We always do tomatoes. Last year, Salem Church had good luck with watermelons, so they're going to try that again this year. So keep your fingers crossed that, you know, no bugs get in there and goof things up for us. It's just a really nice community effort.
It is, and I didn't realize that so much was donated back. That's a significant amount of food that you're able to donate.
Yes, yes. And it just makes people feel good about the whole project. Mm-hmm. You know, you're growing things. It's beautiful. When the plants have come up and everything's in bloom, it's just gorgeous to look at. And bees come. That's the other nice thing is bees show up, butterflies, mm-hmm. Birds. So we're supporting our insect and feathered friend.
The Fredericksburg branch doesn't have a vegetable garden, but it does have a butterfly garden in the back parking lot. So, yes, we're focusing on pollinators, lots of milkweed, which monarch butterflies need to survive. And, so no vegetables at Fredericksburg branch, but lots of butterflies.
I did not realize that. So it's in that back parking lot?
Yeah, back by the theater side of the building.
Yeah.
It's like that back corner.
You're using all the land around what a great thing. Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus, librarypoint.org. We can't let you get away here, Mary, without I think all the years of doing library shows, I think you are the first of the My Librarians to be here. So you're one of those people that if I have a question and want a recommendation I can go to librarypoint.org and there's your name. When I saw there was a Mary, I thought that's got to be our Mary. So I clicked it and sure enough. So you recommend science fiction, biographies, and adult nonfiction, which you talked about, that those are some of the things that you read.
Yes, yes. And I'll recommend more. Sometimes people send in questions and you go to the website, you can submit a question about, you know, I read, a lot of people do it this way. I recently read, I can't think of a title now.
Just something that's popular.
Yeah.
A book.
Trending.
You know, what could I read that's like that? And we'll come up with stuff like that. Or they might say, I've run out of things to read. What can you recommend? I like mysteries. And you'll come up with things that you have read recently. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of like a puzzle that you have to solve. And
you were talking about you're creating a book list that's sort of tied to a popular HBO series right now.
Yes, The Last of Us.
Where
people are
zombified.
Fungus takes them over and turns them into crazed zombies. So I am creating a book list of, if you liked that show, here's some books you might like. So I've been reading books to figure out what would go on that list. And one of the ones I just read was The Girl with All the Gifts. And it's set in Britain. There's been an ecological disaster where a fungus has started to infect humans and zombify them. So survivors have gathered in an old military base, and they have discovered that there's these children who are infected, but they can still talk and learn things. So there's a teacher that's trying to teach them stuff, and they're researching these kids because they think they might be the key to a cure. And it's a really interesting book. It has an interesting and kind of a twist ending.
Nice.
So I would recommend that. It was The Girl with All the Gifts. I read The Fireman by Joe Hill. That's another one where a fungus has infected everybody. And groups of infected have discovered that they can survive, and they're hiding from the people who aren't infected, because the people who aren't infected are killing all of them. So it's sort of a kind of a race to see who will make it.
And I should just mention, Joe Hill is Stephen King's son, and he publishes under a different name and has been successful.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think he wanted to avoid any sort of connection.
Sure.
He also does kind of horror-based things. But
yes.
Joe Hill is great.
Yes, he's very entertaining.
But to be able to put something like that together is really ingenious, in a way that a lot of times you like a certain topic and you'd like to read more about it, and to have a list like that is just another great service that you and the library are able to provide.
Well, and it's a lot of fun to create too. So
yeah. And you could do that with it's endless, the various topics. But you finish a book. I know a lot of times, because I'll read a lot of history stuff, and you'll finish it, and I would like to read more on that subject or from that time period.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To have access to that is what's great. You can continue on.
Yep.
Yeah, we also do book lists in conjunction with Mary Washington with their Great Lives series.
Yeah.
So
what's going on now?
Yes.
I think Bruce Springsteen is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you went to our website, librarypoint.org, you would find the book lists. So, for instance, Bruce Springsteen, if you enjoy him, there'll be a book list of things that we have about him. You can find out more about him. I think there also we include, for someone like him, the CDs we own that you could listen to his music,
cool.
too.
Great thing, and so many people are tied into that. And again, you can just find more. And you're doing all the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can, when you get to the website, you can put holds on any of the items you want, which makes it really easy, because you can do that in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
And then we run around behind the scenes, so to speak, and grab the items that you put on hold. We put them on the hold shelf for you, so it kind of saves you.
Whichever branch you want to pick it up at, we try and make it convenient for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so easy, the hold shelf, because I go over there and pick up stuff for my wife, and mm-hmm. you just go over to Salem Church and find out. You get a notification that it's there. And
you can go to a clerk at the desk or use the express checkout machine, whatever you prefer. Absolutely.
You can also do the curbside service, which I find very helpful if you're not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just wear your pajamas. Not that I have ever done that.
No,
get in your car and go to, you call in when you get there and you say, I'm here to pick up books, and they run them out to your car. It's a really nice service.
Yeah. No, I see the signs there. I've often wondered, are people still using that?
Yeah,
They still are.
Yeah.
A lot of people with kids use it because, everybody stays in the car.
Unpack everyone and load them into the branch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Librarypoint.org. Mary Buck here, Craig Graziano from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. The big Friends of the Library book sale just concluded.
Yes, we are having those book sales pretty seasonally, I feel like, at the Friends of the Library Center and Bookshop.
Yeah, that's twice a year.
Yeah. That's at 125 Old Greenwich Drive, Suite 150. But
just off Lafayette Boulevard.
Correct. Our branches each have a bookshop, though, that operates during normal business hours. And some of our branches are also having pop-up sales, just additional.
Oh.
We're getting so many donations. People cleaned house during the pandemic.
Yes.
And people are doing spring cleaning right now, so we're still getting donations and finding the best of the best for our shops.
I didn't realize that the individual branches also had some books.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Porter is starting, they're starting a pop-up sale, I think, this week or next week. I've forgotten. And we just finished one up at Howell. So check librarypoint.org, the events calendar, because it lists the dates of the sales at each branch.
And we only recently, I think right before the pandemic, we made it so that you can pay with a card, a debit card as well.
Or credit card, yeah.
Or
PayPal.
Yeah.
Take that too.
Yeah, no, I've used all those. The store over on Lafayette Boulevard, if you haven't been there, wow.
Yeah.
It's
impressive.
So I've gotten books that I don't think ever were read, that are brand new. I'm reading a Civil War book right now about Lincoln and Jefferson Davis that to me has never, it's brand new. And it's just fascinating. And you go through there and you just see whatever your interest is, it's just like another bookstore in town.
Yeah. No, it's very nice. And it's dangerous if you work at the library because we sort the donations and you're always seeing things.
Yeah.
But I will say that the rule is you can't, the stuff has to go out and be displayed in either the bookshop or the book sales before we're allowed to buy it. Because otherwise we would just go home with a billion books.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. I have to stay away. There are times I'm coming and I'll think, maybe I'll just go and look around.
Yep. Oh, that's dangerous.
And I always leave with two or three books.
Working at the branch, like, it allows me to remind myself, oh no, I don't need to accumulate these books. I can just borrow them and bring them back.
Yes. So
in a librarian's case, I am sure that is a big thing. Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. We're going to take a quick break and wrap this up with Craig Graziano and Mary Buck. More on News Talk 1230.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
A lot of fun stuff this morning with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Mary Buck from the Howell Branch here. Craig Graziano from the downtown Fredericksburg Library. Before we get out of here, the Freed Center and the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Talk about that.
Yeah, we opened that up, I'm trying to think, in 2017, I think.
And that's in Stafford, right?
Yeah, it's in Stafford. We're in cooperation with the Germana Community College.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the campus that's right by the Stafford Hospital. And it's a really tiny space. It's about 590 square feet.
Yeah.
There are two study rooms. So if you need a study room, that's a great place to go. Very quiet. The collection's not really big, but it's mostly all new stuff. And you can check things out there. You can return. You can pick up holds. There's a book drop outside, so if the branch is closed, you can drop your stuff off at the book drop. You can ask the librarians questions, and they'll give you help. And it's a great little space.
The library, there's that space, and the space, the library branch over in the Spotsylvania Town Center. I'll be over at the Town Center sometimes, and you'll think, I forgot that's there. There's always somebody, there's always a little group of people, you know, at that space.
That has turned out to be really popular. People just love it. A lot of computer use there. A lot of the people that do the mall walking will do their walk and then go in and check their emails or print stuff.
I think they resume Tai Chi classes there.
Yeah. That's free Tai Chi classes.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
We should mention, too, because you mentioned the study rooms, that the branches, you've got meeting room, privacy pods, there are all kinds of things. If you need a space, some kind of a meeting space for whatever reason, check with the library.
Our meeting rooms are such a popular resource, and they're free to the public just as long as you have a library card. You can go on the website and request to reserve a meeting room at least 3 days out. Just such a good resource for the community.
Yeah. One of the things, speaking of popular, the Adult Winter Reading Challenge was hugely popular. The a blanket was the prize this year for reading five books. And winter reading. I know you've run out of blankets. I think you've been giving away mugs from past years. The winter reading ends on the 31st, but it has been a
real success.
Once again, yeah, just real popular.
Yeah, people really enjoyed it, and so that was exciting. We had a really good response. And I did get a blanket. I read my five books, got my blanket.
What color did you get?
I got the gray.
I did too.
Yes.
I did too. So the end of winter reading means that summer reading's not that far away. So get your kids and get yourself ready for the big summer reading program.
Our youth librarians will be going out to the schools at the end of the school year, promoting that, helping avoid the summer slides so kids can keep their brains active and keep working all summer long, and really just reading what they enjoy reading. That's the big part of it. Shouldn't be a chore. It should be what they're excited about.
Yeah. Yeah, and they can read anything. They can read graphic novels, comics.
Yeah.
Audiobooks.
Just to keep them reading and keep that skill alive.
Yes.
Is there still the year-long reading challenge?
Yes. Yeah.
So you can continue to read and log that in and do all of that.
Yeah, it's a nice way to keep track of what you've read. I don't write reviews. You can write reviews if you want. I just log each book I've read, and it's really nice to look back and, you know, see the titles that you've read, because sometimes you kind of forget.
Yeah, I use the catalog also to keep track of what I've been reading, and I just find that so useful.
Yeah, it is, because you're right. You'll look at something and think, I think I've read that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
and familiar. You're right. Yes. So librarypoint.org, again, I mean, you could spend a lot of time. We've just scratched the surface of all the various different things that the library is involved in, or that you can get yourself or your family involved in. One final thing, Food for Friends is something that's going on too right now.
Yeah, that runs through the end of March, and we're collecting, if you bring in canned goods or boxed goods, you'll get a 20% off coupon for our book shops or book sales, and that's 20% off your entire order, so to speak. And we're going to give the things that were donated to the food bank or to serve if you're in Stafford County.
Yeah, yeah. Librarypoint.org, again, is the website. Also go to follow the Central Rappahannock Regional Library on Facebook. I always look forward to that because I can't remember if it's Wednesday or Thursday. There's always the question, what are you reading?
Yes.
And to see what people
Wednesdays.
Put.
Yep.
And it's always given me ideas different times of, I didn't know that book was out there.
Good suggestions. Yeah.
Mary Buck, the manager at the Howell Branch. Mary, great to meet you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
It was very fun. And Craig Graziano, Craig, you're always welcome here.
Thank you for having me back. This was so fun, Ted.
Good to have you. Thank you both. Librarypoint.org once again for the Central Rappahannock Regional Library.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.